Welcome to Cool Kids Cook with Kid Chef Eliana. Get ready to explore the foodie world with one of the youngest published cookbook authors. We'll share tips, techniques, recipes, and speak to some of the world's top chefs. Now, here's your host, Chef Eliana.
Welcome to the program, Cool Kids Cook, on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, a cookbook author, foodie, and your show host. Here's what's happening with me. This past weekend, I had a cooking demo at the Central City Festival. It was a lot of fun, and I'll tell you more about it later. While I was at the Central City Festival, I witnessed a Guinness World Record. Find out what it was in a bit. I had a photo shoot this weekend, and my whole website has been refreshed. Check out KidChefAliana.com and see what's new. I'm a featured chef at the Azúcar Ball in New Orleans. The charity gala benefits the Hispanic Heritage Foundation Scholarship Fund. I'll be serving roasted whole suckling pig. My lechon tacos will have a tasty Latin slaw and a salsa verde. Now, it's time for our interview with special Thanksgiving guest, pumpkin and gourd carver, Hugh McMahon. Hugh McMahon takes an ordinary... Hi, how are you? Well, Hugh McMahon... takes an ordinary piece of fruit and creates dynamic sculptures that enlighten any environment. He's an original artist whose talent for carving pumpkins and watermelons has featured him in many restaurants, events, televisions, magazines, and books throughout the world. Since 1976, he's been carving spectacular gourds and melons. Well known for his pumpkins around Halloween and Thanksgiving, his amazing watermelon carvings are in demand all year round. I've even been lucky enough to see his magnificent carvings at Chelsea Market in New York City. Mr. Hugh, thank you so much for being a guest on the show, and welcome to Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, my mom and I loved viewing your carved gourds and jack-o'-lanterns at the Chelsea Market in New York City, so your pumpkin carving is awe-inspiring. Now, when did you start carving pumpkins, and how did that turn into a full-time profession?
Well, I've been doing this for many years. I've been doing it for over 35 years. I'm one of the first professional pumpkin carvers out there, and I kind of created the genre in the East Coast. And now there's quite a few professional pumpkin carvers competing against me.
Oh, wow. It's really awesome. And I see, you know, people carve pumpkins and do them all the time. But, I mean, your pumpkins and you know, other carvings are just so spectacular. They're just really intricate and they're just so gorgeous. I know that I just am not that great at carving pumpkins or just carving in general. But, you know, I actually carved a pumpkin for Halloween in our culinary arts class. We all like carved pumpkins and it actually turned out pretty good. I carved like a cute ghost and it wasn't too bad. So I was actually pretty proud.
Well, when I started doing it, most people were just doing triangle eyes. And
right.
So me and others inspired people to try different subject matters. So back 40 years ago, doing a ghost was a radical concept.
Exactly. But now people just think that's, you know, oh my gosh, that is so great. That's so cool. I want to be, you know, a pumpkin carver. I want to carve watermelons and all these things. But, you know, back then I'd probably be like, I don't know about that. But I mean, now everybody loves it.
It was different. And it took a while for people to accept elaborate pumpkin carving, but it came. They quickly caught on, I would have to say.
But
been doing it for many institutions and TV and so forth for many years now.
No, awesome. Well, now you probably get these questions all the time, but I know I'm curious. So, what's the largest pumpkin you've ever carved, and what was the most outrageous?
The largest I ever carved was around 1,600 pounds, and I did one year carve the largest pumpkin ever grown, and that was when it was 1,500 pounds. But wow. Now they've gone bigger, and I don't carve those real big ones now.
Wow, that's pretty big.
It was big at the time. I carved a gorilla in Grand Central Station after King Kong. And there was
wow.
a giant gorilla face. of the car. Oh, and it was in the, it was also, the photograph of it was in the National Geographic Kids magazine. I assume you've been in that publication.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it seems like you do a lot of, you know, pumpkin carving and all kinds of carving. That's a pretty big pumpkin. I mean, I'm sure it's probably like bigger than me, and it must have been pretty big. I mean, I can't even imagine like a 1,500 or 1,600 pound pumpkin. That's pretty crazy. And to think that you carved that.
Well, you could crawl into it yourself, probably.
I probably could.
you could make a office out of it.
Exactly. I'll just work inside the pumpkin, like kind of like James and the Giant Peach. I'll just, you know, go inside my pumpkin and stay in there. Yeah, that's a pretty big pumpkin. It must have taken you hours to just, or even, I don't know how long. How long did it take you to carve that?
Well, just to clean it out takes maybe 2-3 hours. And then the carving, it took all day. It probably took me like eight hours or so.
Oh, wow.
Depends on the subject matter. It can take you longer where you do it over a couple of days. But I try to do it. I do it for events, and I try to do it for the tankard of the event. So I carved at the Chelsea Market this year, I carved a 350-pound pumpkin.
Wow.
Of a clown. And it took me just about 3 hours to do. It wasn't that difficult to do. And it was used after I carved at the Chelsea Market. Next door, they had Heidi Klum's Halloween party, and we rolled it over for her press event. And so it was out front of Heidi Klum's party.
Oh, that's so cool. So you had, you know, that was pretty awesome. So you got to show off your awesome pumpkin carving with the clown, and that seems pretty fun. At first carving the pumpkins, I was like really intimidated and everything, and a lot of people can really be intimidated. So like, do you have any tips for beginners?
What I would do is, you first want to find the right shape of the pumpkin for your design. So if you're doing like a cat head, you want a round shape. If you're doing a portrait, you want a tall shape. And then I clean it out from underneath so that you can hide the light bulb and cord. I like to light it with a light bulb. But also it keeps the shape. When the pumpkin deteriorates, the stem can fall through if you cut it from the top. So I cut from the bottom. And also, I use a water-soluble magic marker to make a drawing first before I start to carve. So you want something that's easy to wipe off. And then I sit there and do the details of the carvings and so forth. I use a fruit and vegetable knife to cut out the basic shapes, and then I use an X-Acto knife to break away at the skin of the pumpkin and do different depths and so forth. And also, I use a clay sculpting tools as well.
Okay, so you've got all kinds of different tools for different things, and you have, you know, pretty unique ways of different doing that. I've never even, you know, thought about carving it, you know, taking it out from the bottom instead of the top, because everybody does it from the top. But I guess that, you know, kind of good to do it from the, you know, from the bottom, and then you don't have all that stuff happening. And the marker too, the water soluble one, because I know at first when I carved the pumpkin, I like didn't trace. I don't know, in Sharpie, and I was like, oh, well, that probably wasn't a good idea, because now there's Sharpie on my pumpkin, and I couldn't get it off.
Yeah,
so.
It'll take forever to wipe it off, have to be careful to make sure it's water-soluble.
Yeah, pretty sure Sharpie isn't, so that kind of just stayed on my pumpkin, so, oh, well, it was still a pretty good-looking pumpkin. I was proud. I mean, and,
well,
you know...
Good. I'm glad it worked out.
That's awesome. And, you know, besides pumpkin carving, you also do, you know, are a professional watermelon sculptor. So that's pretty awesome. So you have all these different things that you do, and you do gourds, and you say you do, like, the portraits and everything. So you do all kinds of things, and we can talk about that next. Well, pick a pumpkin at the patch.
Okay.
We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
want to do? Are you interested in the performing arts? If so, make sure you tune in to the Angel and Harmony Show. Angel and Harmony have experience singing, acting, and performing in general, and want to help you live out your dreams of the future. Whether you are interested in acting, modeling, dancing, or singing, this is the show for you. We'll even give you the scoop on being behind the scenes if you're a little shy. The Angel and Harmony Show is heard live every Thursday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
We don't care how you got here. We're just glad you showed up. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for an on-air community where teens talk and the world listens? Tune in to Express Yourself, an entertaining adolescent fusion radio program where passion and possibility populate the airwaves. Our vivacious teen hosts and star-studded field reporters from around the country offer stimulating segments and invigorating viewpoints connecting with the world campus of young people. We'll talk with cool celebrities, exhilarating experts, and tenacious teens with experience. Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Kids. Express yourself.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at KidChefEliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana. Let's continue our interview with pumpkin and watermelon carver Hugh McMahon. So, like I said before, you're actually a watermelon sculptor, and you do gourds, and you even do the portrait. So, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. One of the interesting jobs I did with the watermelons was for the James Beard Foundation, where they were doing a tribute to New Orleans. This was after a year after Katrina, and I carved a six watermelon structure. Using the masquerade mask from Mardi Gras, of them coming out of a water with an alligator around it and so forth, and so the title of the piece was Resurrection, and so these masks from Mardi Gras were coming out of the water, and it went over very well. This event had chefs like Emma Agassi and another famous chef from New Orleans at this event in New York City. And it's a fundraiser for the James Beard Foundation.
Awesome! So you do that. That sounds really cool. I mean, I was really small, so I probably don't remember any of that. But I bet it looked really cool.
It was quite a few years ago. And yes. You're right. You probably weren't cooking at that time.
Yeah, I was just starting out. I was only like five, but, you know, I do remember, you know, all of that. But, yeah, I mean, I bet that sounds really cool. I mean, I wish I could have, like, seen it up close and personal. That sounds so fun. And, you know, you even do the portraits, too. So
I'll send you a photograph of my New Orleans stuff.
Awesome.
But also, too, I carve for Thanksgiving. And that's what I'm working on now, is I'm going to be carving. I did two carvings that are going to be at the Plaza Hotel tomorrow, and it's going to be for the benefit City Meals on Wheels. And I did a stylized turkey made of oak leaves, and then also I did a stylized squirrel made of leaves as well. And so that's going to be a Thanksgiving display.
Oh, that sounds so cool. I love, you know, I can't wait to see that when you're finished, you know, when you do those and when you do your Thanksgiving carvings. I bet you have really beautiful ones for Thanksgiving, too.
Yeah, now, and for Thanksgiving, I'll be carving for the Porterhouse restaurant, which overlooks the Thanksgiving parade. And they have a party there with Hallmark, the Hallmark Channel looks down on the parade and it's part of their party. And then also there's another restaurant that overlooks the parade. It's called Robert. It's part of the Art and Design Building, and it's up on top, and they look down on the parade, and they'll have a couple carvings there as well.
Awesome.
And so I have in the past, I carved for the Rainbow Room, you know, in the Rockefeller Center. I did that for about 8 years until they closed up. And so I have been doing these Thanksgiving carvings for a long period of time.
Wow, you seem like pretty busy bee. Well, now let's find out about you personally. What's your favorite dish to cook, and what's your favorite dish to eat?
Well, for Thanksgiving, I have a relative who's from New Orleans, and she serves whiskey bread pudding, and that's my favorite Thanksgiving dish. And also she does yams with marshmallows, and I like that.
Those are so good. Yams, bread pudding. Oh yeah, totally things that we have at our Thanksgiving too. Now, yep. And, can you share? Go on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Why don't you continue?
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, what can you share with our listeners your funniest or most disastrous food memory?
In terms of a carving? Let's see. There was one time I was working on a giant 600-pound pumpkin, and it was of a dinosaur, and it was out in the sun. And it was very warm that day. It was like 80 degrees. And it was getting a direct hit of sunlight. And the whole face collapsed.
Oh, my gosh.
Forward on me with the carving. And so I had to get long skewers and toothpick the whole thing back up into place. And it worked. But it did the carving didn't go as well as I liked. But it was one of those pumpkins that's worth $600 just for the pumpkin alone.
Oh,
and
wow.
So you don't want it to pull apart on you.
Well, I mean, at least you got to, sort of fix it and put it back together. So at least it wasn't a total fail.
It was kind of like Humpty Dumpty, but you were able to put it back together again.
Exactly. You did get to put it back together. Now, let's talk about unusual foods. What's the most unusual food you've ever eaten? Is there a food you would never eat again?
I'm pretty open. I do like a lot of different types of food. I've had, ate a snake in Vietnam, and I've eaten young eggs, which are eggs that are taken out of the womb of the chicken before they're... before they're hatched. And had those in Indonesia. So I do try to sample exotic foods. I've eaten grasshoppers in Thailand and things like that. So I do try to sample them when I can. And in Mexico, I've had bugs and things like that that they serve you. So I'm pretty open. As long as I don't get sick, I like it. I did get sick in Guatemala drinking the water, and that's not a nice experience.
Well, it seems like you are very adventurous, and you like to try all kinds of things, and I love doing that too. I love traveling, around the world, and just to different places, and eating new foods and just kind of trying them to see what it tastes like. I just do that all the time, and I think it's really fun. So then I get to see, the things that I really love, or things that are really good, or things that I don't like so much. But you always get maybe those one or two that are just kind of, I don't know if I like that as much as the other one.
You're right. And that's one of the advantages of living in New York City. You get a wide variety of different types of food from all over the world. And so I'm trying new things all the time, getting the different ethnic restaurants and seeing what's there. And I enjoy it quite a bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that is a great thing about New York City. Now, lastly, here's a wacky, off-the-wall food question that I ask all of my show guests. If you could cook with anyone in the world, past or present, with whom would you cook and why?
A famous cook, you mean? Well, that's a good question. I am kind of friends with Emeril Lagasse and Mario Petilla. And I've been on some of their programs and stuff like that. And I think they're very good cooks. And uh, and I wouldn't mind working with them. And but also, he's passed away recently, is that I was a friend of Charlie Trotter's, and I think he was an essential cook, and he's from Chicago, and a cook out of Chicago and so forth. And so it would be interesting to cook with all these chefs. I don't consider myself a great cook, although I do do it occasionally, and things like that. But I prefer to eat their food as opposed to make it with them.
Right. Yeah, well, they're all exceptional chefs. And I was recently with Chef, you know, like Emeril Lagasse at Boudin Bourbon and Beer and Carnival de Vin. And, you know, so, I mean, they're really awesome. So, you know, they're all, you know, great, you know, and influential chefs, too. So those are some great choices. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Hugh, for being a guest on Cool Kids Cook.
Well, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You've shown us that pumpkins and watermelons add that special touch to the holidays, and that if you have a passion, you can carve out a niche in life. If you want to find out more about Hugh McMahon and his pumpkin and gourd carving, visit KidChefEliana.com for all the links. I'm inspired to carve a Thanksgiving gourd while we take a quick break. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Have you heard your 15 minutes of fame? How about four times that every single week? It's the Fame Game. Listen as Maddie Rose, who is up and coming in the world of fame, brings you fame from all walks of life. You'll hear from doctors, teachers, mentors, life heroes, as well as those in the fields of acting, movies, music, and more. Who knows? You might be the next one Maddie Rose talks to on the air. Listen for the Fame Game every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids Channel.
Sometimes we may sound strange, but remember, we're just kids with opinions. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Slightly less squeals and screams, and you're expected to act a little more grown up. Tune in to Life at 14 for the answers and support you need to get through this time in your life. Your hosts have some amazing life experiences, and because of this, they have the know-how to get you ready for what's next. Life at 14, Monday afternoons at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Kids channel.
What does indie mean? It's short for independent. What does that mean? Whatever you want it to mean. When you are indie, you don't just go with the flow. You set the pace. Indie can mean a style of music, dress, or just a way of life. It's what sets you apart from the rest of the crowd. Everybody has a little bit of indie in them. It's beautiful. It's cool. It's you. Tune in to Indie on Voice America Kids, live every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time and 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you don't feel indie yet, make it a part of you.
We didn't invent Kid Talk. We perfected it, and at a very young age. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
Looking for a show about your favorite movies, stars, and DVD releases? Get ready for Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids channel. Your hosts, all eight of them, have been selected by Kids First as film critics through a national competition. Each week, they will preview new movies before you see them, walk the red carpet with the stars, and will review the latest DVDs. Our hosts range from ages 7 to 14 to give you a wider kids' perspective. Kids First Coming Attractions is heard every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on Voice America Kids.
You're listening to Voice America Kids. Real kids, real talk radio.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. It's time for a tisket, a tasket, what's inside my basket? Today's secret ingredient is pumpkin. Let's talk about pumpkin. The name pumpkin came from the Greek word pepon, which means large melon. 90 to 95% of the pumpkins in the United States are grown in Illinois. That's why Morton, Illinois is the pumpkin capital of the world. 80% of the pumpkin supply in the United States is available in October. Pumpkins are 90% water, and that's probably why they rot easily. Pumpkin seeds can also be roasted as a snack, and I know I love them. The pumpkin flowers are actually edible. In colonial times, pumpkins were not used for the fillings, but for the crusts of pies. Here's a recipe for my pumpkin eggnog and candied date bread pudding. I love this bread pudding so much. The pumpkin eggnog just adds that special touch, and so do this candied dates, which are just, you know, perfect when you have it in every single bite. Ingredients: 1 cup pumpkin eggnog, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, 6 eggs, 1/4 of a cup of sugar, 1 teaspoon of vanilla, 1 teaspoon of freshly grated nutmeg, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 cup of candied dates chopped, and 1 18-inch loaf of French bread torn into chunks. Directions: whisk together eggnog, heavy cream, eggs, sugar, vanilla, nutmeg, and cinnamon. Place French bread in a medium-sized casserole dish. Pour egg mixture over bread, making sure each piece is submerged. Sprinkle dates. Allow bread to soak for 2 to 8 hours. Bake at 375 for 50 to 55 minutes. Serves 4 to 6. You can find all of these recipes on my website, kidchefeliana.com. If you have a secret ingredient you'd like me to talk about, you can email me at eliana@kidchefeliana.com or call my U.S. toll-free number, 888-721-5915. Leave me your first name, where you're calling from, and your question. Maybe your suggestion will air on a future episode. It's time for Foodie News! I will give you an update on new food trends, cool cooking info, and the occasional strange food story. Now, today we have some pretty wacky food stories. Viral memes of celebrity chef Guy Fieri have been sweeping the internet. Someone photoshopped a picture of Chef Guy with a normal mustache and a full head of brown hair. The new guy is pictured against backdrops and famous paintings. You won't even recognize him, and he actually reminds me of someone I even know. Celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay opened a new restaurant in London called Heddon Street Kitchen. 140 reservations were booked for grand opening night. However, only 40 reservations showed up. It's believed that a rival chef booked 100 fake reservations to mess up Ramsay's grand opening. That's just wrong. Bubblegum broccoli. Yes, you heard that right. Fast food giant McDonald's has been trying to improve their Happy Meals and make them healthier. One of the foods they were experimenting with was a bubblegum-flavored broccoli. When tested with a focus group of kids, the kids were confused and didn't like that McDonald's, so has scratched that off their Frankenfood off the list. Now, this fall, they'll be adding seasonal cuties, which are easy-to-peel tangerines, to Happy Meals. And that's this week's foodie news. Hey, kid foodies, I'd love to hear from you. Tweet me. I'm at Kid Chef Eliana. Send me your questions and ideas, and we'll connect. I'm also Eliana Cook's fan page on Facebook. On Instagram and Pinterest, I'm Kid Chef Eliana. So, you know where to find me. You're listening to Cool Kids Cook on the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for The Cookbook Shelf. In this segment, I'll review the latest cookbooks and share it with you. Today's Cookbook Shelf features Denver and Boulder Chef's Table by Ruth Tobias. This cookbook shows the food and drinks that are in Denver's dining scene. This cookbook takes the city's best chefs and restaurants and puts their recipes into one book for home cooks. It has colorful photos, delicious dishes, award-winning chefs, and local flavor. Now, I love, you know, this book. And I actually got this book as a gift from Miss Shannon, who visited us a couple weeks ago. And she actually sent me this book, you know, as a little thank you gift. So it's really awesome. And I, you know, it has all these like local flavors in the cookbook and, you know, all these different chefs that are, you know, from Denver and Boulder. And they have just really delicious recipes in here. Like there's a blueberry and lemon curd pompadour with buttermilk ice cream and lavender sugar. Like, oh my gosh, that just sounds like, oh my gosh, it sounds so amazing. Corn and bacon risotto with Wisconsin cheese curds and paprika oil. There's escargot pot stickers, and in the cookbook it even you know, talks about like the chefs in here and about their restaurants, you know, like where it's located, and even like a little background on the restaurant, and you know, and the recipe and all that. So that's really fun. Oh, there's just all different kinds of recipes, and it just looks so delicious. And the pictures are really gorgeous. I love them. This one, they have like all different types of sauces and salsas. This is like, oh, blackened fish sandwich with celery root remoulade. That sounds pretty good. Oh, wow. They're just all really delicious. It's like mouth-watering yumminess. S'more style spring rolls with strawberry ginger dipping sauce. Oh my gosh, that dipping sauce sounds amazing. Lobster soup with rice and shiitakes. Oh my gosh, I'm just getting hungry looking at the book right now. I'm so ready to eat. So I love this book. So thank you so much, Miss Shannon, for the books. That's a really great book. And, you know, I'm glad to, you know, finally see some of these local flavors from Denver and Boulder. Now, this past weekend, I went to the Central City Festival here in New Orleans, and I was actually there for a cooking demonstration. So I demonstrated my pasta lye in front of Cafe Reconcile on Aretha Castle Haley, and it was just so much fun. I had a huge crowd. Everybody loved my pasta lye, so I actually got there early and prepped all my ingredients there, and then did my cooking demonstration. All the kids and adults loved the pasta lye, and it was just, they tore it up. It was all gone. I had like none left over. It was really, really great. And when I first got there, my friend Reagan, who goes to school with me, she's an academics and culinary arts at NOCA. She was actually there at the festival. Her mom owns a food truck, Coco and Cream, and she was working at the festival at her mom's truck. And so I was like, hey, Reagan. And so she came and saw the demo and tasted my food. And so that was really fun. So I got to meet up with her. And then I had some really delicious food. I had some food from Reagan's truck. I ate some fried zucchini sticks in there that were good. And then I had some tacos from Jack and Jake's. And that'll be opening soon in New Orleans. And the tacos were out of this world. The beef was so delicious. And the peppers and everything on there. The salsa. It was just so, 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 so yummy. And I got like one of the last tacos that they were serving. So I was really excited. So my mom and dad and I split that. And it was delicious. And we like just got it. We went to a table to eat, and we just started talking to some people that we'd like just met at the table. We were already like sharing food and everything. You know, that's just how we are in New Orleans. Just share food with everybody. Oh, you want some of this? You can have some of that. And so that was pretty fun. And then the music was, you know, it was some pretty fun music. You know, it was really awesome. They had like bounce music there because they superstar Big Frida was actually there and did like a little concert and everything. They were dancing on stage and I was like having so much fun. Oh, it was really chilly too, and I had like hot cocoa, like 2 cups of hot cocoa there. But it was really awesome, and they actually broke a Guinness World Record for most people twerking simultaneously for 2 minutes. And no, I did not participate. I was definitely not going to do any of that. They had 406 people, and they beat the record from the New Yorkers that he had recently. And so now New Orleans has the Guinness World Record, 406 people so for twerking simultaneously for 2 minutes. Go figure. But I just took video pretty much and just danced. I was not part of the twerking. My mom's like, yeah, we should enter, be part of it. No, thank you. I'll just stand to the side and I'll just kind of dance and, you know, do the 1-2 step. Well, don't eat any bubblegum flavored broccoli. We'll be right back. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and you're listening to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids.
Bookworm is a show for the reader and those that should probably be reading a little more. We'll tackle the classics, the bestsellers, and the brand new works that you won't be able to put down. Your host will be combing the pages of them all and letting you know what needs to be in your personal library and what might be better reading for the bathroom. Tune into Bookworm, airing Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. We promise that listening will be just like delving into a good book.
You're listening to Voice America Kids, now with 33% more active ingredients and no artificial coloring.
What about the world concerns you? Is it future success? Is it world issues? Are you just looking to change the world in general? Tune in to What Up World? It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, or what you look like. Everyone is entitled to the same chance for success. Follow your dreams. Move forward. Make a difference. Tune into What Up World every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel.
Keep it right here. You're listening to Voice America Kids.
This is Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. Be sure to check out Eliana's webpage at kidchefeliana.com or follow her Facebook and Twitter pages by clicking the links on her show page. Now, back to Cool Kids Cook.
Welcome back to Cool Kids Cook on Voice America Kids. I'm Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Figure Out This Food. I have a game on my Facebook page called Figure Out This Food. I post a close-up of a food item, and the first 3 guesses get a shout-out here. Congratulations to Jeff Young, Rachel Moy, and Kelly Mayansongi for guessing okra. Let's talk about okra. Okras grow in a pod shape, and they taper towards the tip. They grow on a bush ranging from 3 to 6 feet big. Okra actually originated in southern Ethiopia. Did you know that gumbo actually means okra? That's why many gumbos contain okra, while some do not. Okras are also known as ladyfingers. Have you ever eaten slimy okra? Well, that actually means it's been overcooked. It's snacktivity time! Here, I give you fun, easy-breezy snack ideas. Today's snacktivity is Double's Food Monster Muffins. Now, I know I've given this recipe before, but it's one of my favorites. And it's super simple, tasty, and the pumpkin works so well in the muffins because it replaces all the oils and the eggs. And plus, you can eat the batter. That's my best part because I like pretty much lick the bowl. Ingredients. 1 box of super moist Devil's Food cake mix and 1 15-ounce can of pure pumpkin. Directions. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Mix pumpkin and cake mix until fluffy. Spoon into a muffin pan. Bake for 20 minutes. Hey, young chefs. You're listening to the Voice America Kids Network. This is Kid Chef Eliana, and it's time for Creative Cuisine. This is a recipe for roasted pumpkin and potato fritters. Now, I actually recreated this recipe from when I made the fritters in culinary arts for the little competition that we had, and it didn't come out the same, but it's really, really yummy. Ingredients. 1 cup of roasted pumpkin diced, 4 small honey gold or yellow Dutch potatoes grated, 1 egg, 1 cup of panko, 1 tablespoon of black and white sesame seeds, 1 teaspoon of Creole seasoning, 1 teaspoon of Italian seasoning, 1 teaspoon of salt, and olive oil. Directions. In a bowl, combine all ingredients together except oil. Make patties about 2.5 inches in diameter and 1/2 inch thick. Heat a frying pan over medium heat. Add enough oil to coat the bottom of the pan. Place the patties in the pan and let them sit until crispy and golden brown. Flip and repeat. Serves 6 to 8. Hey, young chefs, it's time for Kitchen Crafts. Here's a fun kitchen-related craft. Today's kitchen craft is how to make a pumpkin vase. Supplies. 1 pumpkin, a glass bowl or vase, rubbing alcohol in a spray bottle, water, and fresh flowers. Instructions. Step 1. Carve a large hole in the top of the pumpkin and scoop out all the insides. Step 2. Spray the insides of the pumpkin with rubbing alcohol to prevent decay. Step 3. Place a glass bowl or vase hidden inside the pumpkin. Step 4. Place the water inside the bowl / vase. Arrange flowers. Step 5. Use as a Thanksgiving centerpiece or give it as a hostess gift. Now, my mom actually once made the pumpkin vase and put the water straight into the pumpkin. I don't know why, but she did. And after a few days, the pumpkin actually rotted and then the entire bottom of the pumpkin fell off. And it made like such a huge mess. And so do it the right way and then that won't happen to you. And the instructions, along with photos, are on my website for this week's episode on KidChefEliana.com. Don't forget to connect with me on Twitter and Facebook. I'm at KidChefEliana on Twitter and Eliana Cooks fan page on Facebook. Be sure to hit that like button. I like you, and I hope you like me too. If you're listening to the show on iTunes, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the show. The more reviews we get, the more young chefs we can reach. And remember, my Parents' Choice Approved award-winning cookbook and a Latino Book Award winner, Cool Kids Cook Louisiana, and my new cookbook, Cool Kids Cook Fresh and Fit, are available at any online book retailer. So, also this past weekend, I was pretty busy this past weekend, and on Sunday, the day after the festival, I actually had a photo shoot. So, my mom actually takes all of my all of my photos and everything. So, we did a little photo shoot, and I, you know, went into, like, the kitchen. She took a bunch of pictures there. I just needed to, you know, kind of get some updated photos since some of my photos were getting a little old. So we decided to do a photo shoot. And I took a bunch of pictures. It was fun and everything. So we did that. I had Meyer lemons from my garden in the photo shoot. There were about like six or seven Meyer lemons, in the photo shoot. And they were actually like straight picked from my garden, like right before then. So it was really awesome. And I still have yet to use the Meyer lemons, and I can't wait till I do so because I know they're going to be so, so awesome because they're from my garden and they're, you know, super fresh and awesome. And then at NOCA this week, we didn't do a lot of cooking at the beginning of the week. We did more towards like the end of the week. So, on Monday, we didn't really cook that much, but we actually studied quite a lot, since it was actually the day before a test. Because on Tuesday, we had a huge cumulative test, so everything we ever learned since day one. So it was a pretty big test, worth a lot of points. So we did study guides. I did some study guides and flashcards and different things to study and to give to everybody. And then some other people clean the kitchen or roasted pumpkin or just little small jobs that day. And we also did it last Friday, so to help prepare us for the test. Then we took the test on Tuesday, which wasn't that bad. And I was actually oh my gosh, I hope it's not that bad. But then when I took the test, I was oh, that's pretty easy. And then Wednesday, we actually did, it was when we started doing these group projects that we were working on. We were working on some group projects with, we had a group of three, and in our groups, we each had a technique that we randomly picked, and then we had to, teach the class that technique with a recipe that we chose, and we had to, say what the technique was and why the recipe was perfect for that technique, and why we chose it and everything. So, on Wednesday, we were paired up in teams where I was on this Truman's team, and he made the French macaroons. It was chocolate macaroon, and the filling was mocha raspberry, and they were so delicious. And they were actually easier than I expected them to be, and they turned out really fantastic. And then we also, the other team member, I don't even remember what. They made something else, but it was, can't even remember anymore. But it was so, so good. So Calder did that, and the rest of their team. So he split in half, and that was fun. And then Thursday, that was Monday that we did that. Wednesday was my day, and Wednesday was when my group went, and we had an Asian theme. So I was doing poaching, and the other two were doing stir fry and then steaming. So Seth did steaming, and he did dumplings, and he made the wontons from scratch and the filling from scratch, made the dumplings and steamed them. Nathan did veggie stir fry, and then I made a soy ginger poached salmon, and it was so tasty. Calder and Truman were on my team. It was really, really fun that day, and everybody loved all of, the whole entire meal. And then today we did stewing and roasting and deep frying, and I was on the stewing team. We made chili, then they also made apple fritters, and then roasted Brussels sprouts with ham and everything. It was so good, and I can't wait till tomorrow's dish and all of that. So it was pretty fun week. And then I'm also prepping for the Azúcar Ball, which I'm doing a 33-pound suckling pig, and then I'm making my lechon tacos, the salsa verde, and the Latin slaw. So I can't wait for that on Saturday. Well, that's all for this week. I leave you with this quote from C.S. Lewis. There are far, far better things than any we leave behind. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Kid Chef Eliana with Cool Kids Cook. This show is produced by KidStar on Voice America Kids. Up next, a track from the KidStar album of the month, KidStar. We empower kids. Bon appetit and happy Thanksgiving. I'll see you after the turkey holiday. Gobble, gobble.
It's time to turn off the oven and close the refrigerator for this week. But be sure to join Kid Chef Eliana for another edition of Cool Kids Cook next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Kids channel. Have a delicious week and keep cooking.
My name is Lindsay Marie from Bookworm. Now from the KidStar Album of the Month, here is the Whiz Pops and their song, Octopus.
Well, I'm an octopus with eight arms on my body, which would come in handy if I practice karate. But I don't practice karate because I'm an invertebrate. I'm spineless, but I've got ink, and I don't mind squirting it. Swimming through the water, just
ate some scallops, and now I want to eat more. When I eat, I use my beak and fill them up with my saliva. I suck them down, each one I found, it helps me stay alive.
I'm an octopus, and I'm a funky cephalopod. If I lose an arm, I'll grow it back right where it was on my body. My pigment cells are there to change my skin with camouflage. But more it comes, I'm elusive as a mirage, yeah.
The Kidstar album of the month.